Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Ain't the greatest job in the world. Like when I was a kid, I for certain never said to myself, when I grow up, I'm going to be a taxi driver. And believe me, $1,000, many a time I turns around and takes a gander at myself and I says, Bowie, I says. Chuck, I says. Or if I'm real mad with myself, I says, Charles. That's my given name, Charles. My father had no originality. Charles, I says, what for are you doing driving a two-bit hack in this two-bit town? Don't you know the world is calling? Out there is adventure. Girls. Excitement. Girls. Challenge. Girls. In other words, I get the feeling, like most of us, I suppose, that life is passing me by with a capital P. But this particular night, it is around 7:30 and things is quiet. Me and my pal Red is sitting on the front seat of my hack and we're chewing the fat. Or at least I'm chewing the fat and Red is bending an ear. Dropping in his usual weightless thought or two. Now don't get me wrong, I like Red. But when it came to handing out brains, Red was at the end of the line. You know, sometimes I think the whistle blew before he even got there. Anyway, I says to Red, hey, Red, what would you like to be?
Huh?
Don't you ever feel that there's more to life than driving a cab?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you ever get the feeling that life is passing you by?
Yeah.
Don't you sometimes wish you could throw it all over and start a new life?
Yeah.
A life that's full of,
life?
Yeah, well, don't you?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to be an airline pilot. Oh, think of that, Red, huh? New York tonight, Paris tomorrow night, Rome, Brussels, excitement, girls.
Yeah.
What would you like to be, Red?
I'd like to be a cab driver. All my life I wanted to be a cab driver.
Red.
Ever since I was a little boy, I wanted to be a cab driver.
Red, you are a cab driver.
Yeah? Yeah. Gee, I'm lucky. Don't you wish you was a cab driver too, Chuck?
I am a cab driver. That's what's eating me, Red. I've had enough.
Taxi?
Now, where to, lady?
Brooklyn Bridge, please.
I'll wait for you, Chuck.
No, Red, stick around. It's a short trip. The lady won't mind if you ride along. Will you, lady?
I beg your pardon.
Do you mind if my pal here comes along for the ride?
Oh, no. I don't mind.
Gee, thanks, lady.
This doll is an old doll. And has she got an accent? You know, one of them real English plumb-in-the-mouth voices that makes you feel like your hands is dirty and your face needs a wash. While we're driving over to the Brooklyn Bridge, which is quite a landmark in these parts, I sneaks a look at the old dolly. I see she's crying. Not big sobs. Just a little sniff now and so often. But I don't like to see old dolls crying. Something I can do, lady?
Yes, it's all right, thank you.
You want to borrow my handkerchief, lady?
No, thank you. It's quite all right.
With this, you could have a real good blow.
No, really. Thank you.
You know, lady, when you're feeling really low, sometimes help if you talk about it.
I'm feeling fine.
Not you, knucklehead. The lady.
I'm just feeling sorry for myself. That's all. When one gets to my age, it isn't so easy to take life as it comes. I don't know what I did. I only know I miss him so much.
Him?
My husband, we were married over 40 years. He died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, gee, that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm just not used to being without him. I can't cope. In a foreign country, too.
Why? Where did this happen, miss?
Here in New York, he was working for the United Nations.
Yeah, but New York ain't a foreign country.
Skip it, Brad. Yeah, that's tough, lady. That's real tough. Well, here you are, lady. The Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, excuse me, lady. The fare.
Oh, I'm sorry. How much is that?
It's $1.15. Call it $1 even.
Oh, yes. Here you are.
Hey, lady, your change. Hey, look. She's gone off. I better go and catch her.
What's wrong, Chuck?
She gave me a 20. She don't look the kind of old doll that could afford to tip $19.
Should I go after her?
Yeah, here you are, Red. Give her the change.
Sure, Chuck. Hey, lady. Hey, Chuck, I don't see her.
She walked along the bridge a ways. Go after her.
Okay, Chuck. Hey, lady. Lady, you forgot your change. Excuse me, lady. Hey, lady. I'm sorry, lady. No, that lady. Lady, excuse me.
Yes, what is it?
Here.
Good gracious. Well, what?
You just took a cab. That's the change from the 20 you give.
Oh, no, I need the driver to keep the change. Here, keep it.
But Chuck said I was to give it back to you. He said he didn't think you could afford to give that much for a tip. He said it must be a mistake.
No, it was no mistake. Take it. It's a tip. Here.
Gee, lady, that's a lot of bread. Don't seem right. Chuck wouldn't like it. He said for me to give it back to you.
It's kind of you to be so honest, so thoughtful, but really, I want to give it to you as a tip. Here.
Well, if you're sure, lady...
I'm sure. If you don't take it, it'll only be...
Here, use this, lady.
Oh, thank you.
If it makes you cry, why don't you keep the money?
Oh, it's not bad. I'm just being silly, I suppose. Here, thank you. I feel better now. Goodbye.
Lady, are you okay?
Oh, yes.
If you're walking across the bridge... why don't you take Chuck's cab? You paid for it.
No, I want to walk.
Well, if you ever need a cab, my name's Red. Just phone the rank and ask for Red or Chuck.
Yes, thank you.
How will I know who's calling?
I beg your pardon.
If you phone, I should know your name, too. Mine's Red.
Oh, mine's Waters. Mrs. Waters. I must go. Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mrs. Waters. And thank you for the tip. Did I do right, Chuck?
Yeah, you did right, Red. If she won't take the dough, well, who am I to get difficult about a $19 tip?
She was sad, though. Hey, Chuck, why was she crying like that?
Well, she said she just lost her old man. Oh, that's tough. They've been married over 40 years, she said. Yeah, well, we better get back.
Chuck,
huh?
You remember Robert Taylor, the movie star?
Hey, sure. Say, that was a good-looking guy. If I was abroad, that's the type I'd go for. He was a real E-man. Handsome.
Yeah, me too.
You? Handsome?
You think so? You think I'm handsome, Chuck?
What are you talking about? You said me too.
Yeah. If I was abroad, that's the type I'd go for.
Ah. You know, talking to you is like playing pool in the dark. You never know where things are going to end up.
Say, I never played pool in the dark.
Why'd you bring up Robert Taylor in the first place?
Well, you see, this old dolly, she made me think. She reminded me...
of Robert Taylor?
No, Vivian Lee.
Ah, she reminded you of Vivian Lee. You think she looked like Vivian Lee?
No, she didn't look like her.
Well, what then?
Well, it was just like that movie.
What movie?
It was like I was in the movie.
Oh, a horror movie.
And I was standing on this bridge, and there was Vivian Lee walking across the bridge.
Vivian Lee on Brooklyn Bridge with you?
No, with Robert Taylor. And it wasn't Brooklyn Bridge.
It wasn't Brooklyn. Well, where was it?
And then she just walked away from him. It was in the war. He was a soldier. She was a dancer, I think. You remember, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, I think I do. Yeah, there was a bridge.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, it was the Waterloo Bridge. That's right, Waterloo Bridge.
Yeah. Well, that's what she reminded me of. This old doll. Walking along the bridge, crying. Hey, what's wrong?
That movie.
What movie?
The one you just been talking about, Waterloo Bridge. You remember why she was walking along that bridge?
To get to the other side?
No, that's the point. She didn't get to the other side.
Yeah, what kept her?
In the picture, she walked under the bridge and she committed suicide. She jumped off the bridge and killed herself. Like it hits me right between the peepers. This old dolly, she must have been going along Brooklyn Bridge to commit suicide. I does a U-turn, which in downtown New York is really living dangerously. And as I head back towards the bridge as fast as I can, I try not to cop a speeding ticket. By the time we get to the Brooklyn Bridge, there ain't so many people about. And it don't take long to see that the old dolly ain't there now.
Hey, Chuck, you think she jumped off?
I don't know, Red. She ain't here, that's for sure.
So what do we do, Chuck?
That is a good question.
Hello? Calling Cab Titan. Calling Cab Titan. Come in, Chuck.
Oh, jeepers, I forgot Michael. Hello, Honey Bunch.
Don't you come with that Honey Bunch stuff. Like I've been waiting since 7:30. You was gonna run me home, remember?
Of course I remember, Michael. You think I'd forget?
Yeah, I do. You forget your old man's birthday. Although I strongly suspect you never...
Now, Michael, Michael, don't say nothing you're gonna be sorry for.
I'm sorry already. Sorry I ever met you, you big lad.
Oh, now, listen, Michael. I had this fair, see? This old doll.
How old? 20?
Yeah. No. Will you listen? I think she jumped off Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, that's a reaction to be expected after taking a drive with you. I know just how she felt. Anyway, I've got a suggestion.
Yeah? What's that?
Jump in after her.
Yeah, women.
You think you might find her that way, Chuck?
What way, Red?
Jump in after her. You think that's a good idea?
Cool it a minute, will you, Red?
Okay, Chuck.
I think I'll check at the nearest precinct house. Maybe the cops might know. But the cops didn't know. No reported suicides or attempted suicides. I even checked the Suicides Anonymous. Nothing. Well, that looked like that. I had enough to worry about without knocking myself out worrying about some old thing. But I felt sorry for her, you know. Well, it's time to call it a day, so I drives back to the depot and pays in my loot for the day. Then, since things ain't so kosher with Michael and me, I don't call around and take her to supper. Instead, me and Red drops into Romany's bar and grill.
Hey, Chuck, what's Suicides Anonymous?
Well, you see, that's a bunch of guys and broads. And if you feel like committing suicide, you just ring them up.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they help you, see?
They help you commit suicide?
No, stupid. They talks you out of it. Have another beer.
I think I'll have a cream de menthe. Crap.
You'll have... A what?
I think that's how you pronounce it. I read it in a magazine.
What magazine you been reading?
A true life romance. In pictures.
Well, if that's what you want, Red, you can order it yourself. Me, I'm going to have another beer. Hey, Buster.
Yeah, will it be?
Beer for me and... go on, Red. Order.
I'll have a cream de... I'll have a beer.
Two beers coming up.
I thought you was going to have one.
Changed my mind. I'm not sure it's a drink. Might have been a new hairdresser.
Phone for you, Chuck. Here.
Go ahead. It's your nickel.
Chuck, they want you at the office. The Johns want to have a word with you.
The cops want the word with me? What for?
Seems there's a gang of counterfeiters spreading the slush around. And that 20 you paid in today's phony.
How about that? Counterfeit dough. I gets down to the office along with Red, and there's this detective waiting to see me. I tell him the whole story about the old doll, Mrs. Walters, passing me the 20. I'm sure it was the one she gave me because it was the only double sawbuck I handled the whole day. I tell him that she told me her old man used to work for the United Nations. So the shameless checks me, you know. And sure enough, Hey, Mr. Walters did work for them. He did die a couple of weeks back. But they don't know from nothing what happened to his wife or where she stays. Now he finally lets me go. Me and Red gets home to the apartment we shares, and we tries to figure the whole thing out. No matter how you looks at it, it don't make sense. If she was passing slush, then she would have taken the change, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
And if she wasn't passing it round, how'd she get hold of it?
Yeah.
So if she's innocent, somebody must have passed it to her, huh? And she didn't spot it was phony.
Yeah.
So, if she was innocent, why didn't she commit suicide?
Yeah.
Will you stop saying yeah?
Okay.
Now, until this thing is cleared up, I'm going to have that cup beaten down my neck, thinking that I'm tied up with a gang of counterfeiters. Red, somehow, we got to get hold of that old dame again. Well, I get my peepers peeled for that old doll, but no soap. 3 or 4 days went by, and I was getting a little tired of this cop trailing me. Oh, yeah, they put a tail on me. He stuck closer than my own shadow. No doubt watching to see if I was going to make contact or something. This cop was driving the brown coupe, and he was also driving me, quietly cuckoo. Everywhere I went, he drove just 50 yards behind me. Finally, I decide to have a word with him. Hey, what is it that makes me so attractive to cops?
Save the wise crats. I got a job to do too, you know.
Then why don't you do it instead of following me around?
I got my orders. My orders is to follow you around. Don't worry. You're safe. You're my type.
Now, listen
here. Even if you was my type, you'd still be safe.
Is that so? Now, listen, wise guy.
You're having trouble, Chuck? Say the word and I'll plant the one on the snoot.
Hey, hold it, Tiger. This is a cop.
Yeah?
Yeah. Where you been, anyway?
Yeah, where you been, copper?
Well,
I ain't talking to you, stupid. Red.
Oh, yeah?
Where you been?
I had a fare to the Broadley building. And guess who it was?
I am not in the mood for games. I thought we'd call it a day. I'm going to have a beer, huh?
Don't you want to hear who this fare was?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you. It was Mrs. Walters.
What? The old dame that passed the phony 20. But why didn't you say so earlier, you mug?
Well, you said you...
Never mind what I said. Broadley building, huh? Let's get over there fast. You better come too, copper. The Broadley building is one of the tallest skyscrapers in the Burg. And as we hot-tailed it over there, I couldn't help thinking that maybe the old doll would be on the roof, trying to get up enough courage to take a dive. But where did all the slush fit in? All the phony dough? That angle I could not figure. But from what I'd seen of the old broad, she didn't seem like no gangster's ball. For once in living memory, there was a parking spot just where I wanted it to be, right in front of the Broadley building. And me and Red goes chasing into the elevator with a cop closer than a process server. We get to the roof, where is operated what they call the restaurant in the clouds. And all around the restaurant is a balcony, and on the balcony is nobody.
She ain't here, Chuck.
You don't say.
Wait a minute. You're on the other side of this wall, see, about 5 feet down a set of coping.
Oh, you think maybe she climbed over?
I don't think. Look.
Huh?
There she is.
The cop was right. About 20 feet along from where we was leaning over was the old doll. She had a sort of glazed look on her kisser. She got herself over onto this ledge and walked along it. Well, I suppose edged along it. And now she got herself in front of a solid wall. We couldn't grab her from behind. The only thing to do was to get onto the ledge and go after her. Or was it? Gee, I didn't know.
The trouble with these suicides is... she don't know what they'll do. Now, if she sees one of us going along towards her, that might be just enough to make her jump.
So what do we do?
I don't know yet. She ain't seen us, that's one thing.
You think maybe we should start talking to her, huh? Ain't that what they do, you know, start talking? I mean, don't that sort of take their mind off things?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's just enough for them to jump.
Yeah. Especially if it's a cop doing the talking. That I can understand.
I think maybe I should phone the fire department. I also better phone in and report. But I also should stay here and watch you.
Decisions, decisions. Hey, you go and report. You get the fire department. I'll stay and watch her.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But whatever you do, don't talk to her. Don't make her move. I'll be back when I'm through.
I keep my eyes glued to the old broad. And what do I see coming into view from the other side of her? Red. That's right, Thousand Guys. Red. I was so surprised, I nearly jumped off myself. The big lug had gone round to the other side of the building where me and the cop couldn't see him or stop him. And he'd got over onto the ledge.
Hello, Mrs. Walters. It's a nice day, huh?
Stay away from me.
Yeah, sure. Do you come here often?
I can't take it any longer. Life's too miserable, too lonely.
Yeah, I know just how you feel.
What's the use of going on?
Yeah, what's the use of going on? You're right.
I'm going to jump.
I don't blame you. I feel like jumping myself.
What? Whatever for? Why?
Why what?
Who? You're the nice taxi driver.
No, that's my buddy Chuck. Listen, lady, we's having some trouble. That is, my buddy Chuck is having trouble.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, on account of that $20 bill you gave him. It's phony.
It was? I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, you told me to stay where I was. You come on over here.
What's the trouble you're in?
My buddy, you see, that $20 bill you gave him, it's a dud.
It's what?
It's counter. It's a contra. It ain't real.
Counterfeit?
That's what I said. And the cops think he's a crook, but he ain't. So they think maybe you're a crook.
But that's ridiculous. I know exactly where I got that note from.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you. You see, you're the only one who can clear my buddy Chuck. You could tell the Johns where you got the phony 20. And then they'd stop following him around, see?
I was going to jump. I came here to jump off.
You can always jump later. Tomorrow's another jump.
My soul wouldn't rest peacefully if I didn't clear this up. Innocent man like your friend.
That's right.
How do we get back?
My buddy, he's right over there, see?
Oh, yes, I see.
Well, we could take a stroll over there, and he could help you back over.
Very well. Let's do that.
After you. Ladies first.
Now, take it easy, lady. Steady now. Come on. Just give me your hand.
Thank you.
There we are, lady. There we are. All safe and sound, huh?
Chuck. Hurry up already. Give me a hand, will you?
Oh, okay, Red. Sure. Here you are.
Hurry up, Chuck. I think I'm gonna faint.
Faint?
Yeah, faint. I can't stand ice.
Okay. Hang on now. Come on. Here now. Come on. Boy, you heavy.
Oh, gee. Thanks, Chuck.
Gracious, what's the matter with that nice gentleman?
It's nothing, lady. He'll be okay. He just fainted, that's all. That was just about that. Mrs. Walters knew where she'd picked up the phony bill. She herself was as innocent as a newborn babe, of course. But her tip-off put the Johns on the right track, and within a day, they'd rounded up the counterfeit gang. And the funny thing was, all the excitement and statements and investigations, that they seem to give the old dollar new interest in life. But how about Red, huh? I asked him how he got the idea of getting over onto the ledge and talking to her. You know what he said?
Well, you see, Chuck, all that talking about what you'd like to be instead of a taxi driver, and then the suicide's anonymous caper. I thought it might be exciting to be a suicide anonymous. Those guys must get a lot of dough.
Ah, they do it for free. It's voluntary.
Yeah? I guess I'll stick to being a cabbie.
Yeah. Come to think of it, I think maybe I'll do the same.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.